that the garbage collector come along and picks them up.
What about the thing that you would use to cook eggs in, or fry ham, or something like that?
Well, we call it a frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Or a skillet. Now, in the north, they call it a spider.
Spider. Mm-hmm. Is there any difference, though?
No.
It's just a different term.
You get up in Vermont, New Hampshire, and all that, and on the spiders. Mm-hmm. But down here, we call them skillets, frying pan.
Is there something like a skillet or a frying pan? But with legs.
There was a kettle, an iron kettle, that had little legs on them.
Now, is this the same thing as the great big black thing you'd see out?
Not like you heat water in for washing purposes. They called wash kettles. No, these were smaller things that they used on top of a cook stove. And they had four little legs on them. I don't know why. I guess that's set above the... I don't know why they took the cap of the stove off, not because the stove would be heated with wood, you know, charcoal. Usually in this area it was wood. Mm-hmm. And they had little legs on. Now, I don't recall much about it. I know we had them at home when I was a child. Mm-hmm. I didn't care much about those things.
We're talking about containers. What would you call a container that you would use to cut flowers in, keep it inside?
Vase,
but flowers.
Whether it would be a metal or whether it would be glass or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But
I believe they say vase, but we call it a vase.
Right. But you wouldn't grow flowers in a vase.
No, that'd be a flower pot.
Flower pot.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we would call a flower pot.
Well, what about the names of the different utensils that you eat with?
You mean knife and fork, spoon, mm-hmm. butter knife? I guess that's all I'd eat with.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you're having steak or something like that, you might have a special set of...
You have a knife that had, what's it called? Serrated knife. Mm-hmm. Since I don't like steak, I don't use it.
Well, after talking about meals, after you have eaten a meal and the dishes are dirty, your wife or whoever has to do what to the dishes to clean them, you say she?
Well, my wife usually takes them to the sink and rinses them and then puts them in the dishwasher. Now, what my mother did and what my grandmother did, I don't know. They probably took the remains, what was left from, cleaned them, washed them in a dishpan, hot water in a dishpan, then scalded them, dried them, put them up.
What do you call the piece of cloth that you use when you wash the dishes to get the particles?
Well, now the old expression would be a dish rag.
Dish rag.
And now they probably call it a dish cloth or something like that. But then, as a child growing up, we always referred to it as a dish rag.
Mm-hmm. What about the piece of cloth that you use to dry?
We call it drying cloth.
Drying cloth.
And back in the early days, in our family, we called one a dry rag, I believe.
Dry rag?
Mm-hmm. One of them was a dish rag, and the other was a drying rag.
Mm-hmm. What about the cloth that you might use about hand size when you're taking a bath?
Washcloth.
And the bigger one that you use to dry
the towel.
Would be the towel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say in your kitchen, over your sink, the thing that the water comes out of, you call that?
We call it a faucet.
A faucet. Now what if it were outside, the thing that you hook up your hose to?
Well, we call it a hydrant.